Eleanor says her whole world was turned upside down after her daughter was born with a rare condition, with very little known about it in Ireland at the time. Now 25, Lauren weighs just over 3 stone, whereas clothes for 9-year-olds is prone to reflux and is non-verbal. Eleanor told Red FM News it's been a long road for Lauren and her family.
There is some joy in her life, not a lot as an adult, but there has been many moments of joy in her life, many also moments of pain and discomfort. And sadness, of course, but you get on with it. And then every so often, you don't get on with it and you grieve again.
And she says Lauren's condition was something that confused her older brother when he was a child.
He said, why was God so mean to Lauren? What he did, why did he do it? And I actually, it nearly made me cry when he asked that question, because I didn't know how to answer it. But I did answer it. It is a way to show us how lucky we are, because we have arms and legs and we can run and we can do everything in our lives. How lucky are we? You know, Lauren shows us that.
What would your advice be, Eleanor, to any parents who have a child that has been diagnosed with CDLS?
My advice would be link in with the CDLS Foundation. We have a WhatsApp group here with lots of mothers. Now, there are only 24 in Southern Ireland. There's probably about another 16 in Northern Ireland. And there would be some undiagnosed or children we're not sure of. So, but our group in Ireland, we have a WhatsApp, as I say. We email each other. We chat to each other. We work together to raise the awareness and to raise funds. And they're a great bunch of soldiers and warriors. These women and men, dads join in too. And I would say, you know, get in touch with us. And the other advice I would say, take one day at a time. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's a great bit of advice that I got. Take one day at a time and everything will be wonderful, really, in the long term.
Eleanor, there's massive efforts going on to raise awareness about CDLS. Can you tell me a little bit about what's happening here in Cork?
That's right. I have to say this. Cork people have been fantastic. No one has closed any door in our face when we asked for help. First of all, I suppose Fusion PR have taken on our case and they've helped us hugely in terms of PR and our marketing. At absolutely no cost, and we're very grateful to them. Cork Foundation, which is a Cork charity, you know, a business support charity, have given us their text to donate line. Text FRIEND to 50300 to donate €4. And we think this would be a fantastic way and a simple way and an easy way for people perhaps to donate €4 by just texting FRIEND to 50300. CDLS gets a minimum 325 of that. So we're very grateful to Cork Foundation. And of course, the Lord Mayor is hosting us. He's meeting us on Friday at 6 o'clock. The City Hall is turning purple for the weekend. Purple lights, and as I say, we're meeting the Lord Mayor. The families are coming along. We're all wearing purple, and the Imperial Hotel have opened their doors and given us one of the suites for coffee, sandwiches, tea afterwards. Our signage, our posters have been donated by B2B Signs, and Tony O'Connell Photography, as always, has come up trumps. You know, we're all systems go for Friday. And the more we can get the word out there, I mean, this is our first Awareness Day in Ireland. I'm the coordinator for the CDLS Foundation in Ireland, a voluntary role. And I feel I want to push the message out there and get people to understand, I suppose, what understand what the syndrome is about. And indeed, if there's anybody out there who's not, you know, who hasn't been in contact and would like support and would like a chat and would like a friendly ear every so often, then we are here.